Welcome back to the Mike McFeely Show at the bottom of the hour, 3:36 on the mighty 790 KFGO. We spent a good portion of the first hour of our program today talking about school closings and not closing and how people never seem to be happy with no matter what school districts do, whether they close school, people are griping, whether they keep school open, people are griping. It just doesn't matter. Superintendents can never seem to do anything right in some people's eyes. So let's have one on who is very good at her job and find out what the decision was with Moorhead Public Schools today and how they went about deciding to close school today because of the blizzard. Let's bring in Lynn Kovash to the Mike McFeely Show. Hello, Lynn. How are you?
Oh, just fine.
Are you getting pushback today from people asking you why you closed school and why you're canceling so much school this year?
Actually, I've received one, a suggestion of that we maybe should have gone later, started later, and then one that said, thanks for the good decision. And that usually is about 50-50.
Well, yeah. Sometimes I hope you get more than two people, but if two people is 50-50, that's fine. What does go into making a decision to close schools for the day or to keep them open for the day? Can you walk us through the process?
Yes, and I can, I'll use today specifically.
Sure.
This morning about 3 o'clock, I received a call from our transportation director. He had actually gotten up to check the roads because of the winter weather advisory, and we just wanted to make sure roads were clear and that our buses could get through, and also we thought there might be a couple families we couldn't get to that we could notify them. And then all of a sudden, a blizzard warning came over from the National Weather Service, and we have had some discussion in our district. If a blizzard warning, different than a watch, mm-hmm. If a blizzard warning comes, we will look at closing or delaying schools depending upon the time. Well, this blizzard warning was starting at 6 o'clock to 3 o'clock, right at the time that our students would be transporting to and from school. So we do some calling. We call other districts. We actually, our transportation director drives around, other school district superintendents drive around and give us road reports, and we were starting to get information that there were whiteouts in places. So then, the decision had to be, do we start, 2 hours late or do we close for the day? When we're looking at a blizzard warning that goes until 3 o'clock, you're thinking our littlest students are going to be on the buses. We probably need to look at closing for the day. So that was the way we did it. It was hard this morning because we were pretty early and we were the first ones putting our announcement on, and it's hard to see just one school announcement closing. But, that was a decision we really make, looking at the safety of our students. Our school district is 34 miles long, so we have a lot of rural areas, and 9 miles wide. So not so many across, but really that length of our school district. Two-thirds of our students ride our buses, so that is a major piece of our population.
Well, and that's, you intercepted my next question by saying that Moorhead, we're a city, and we're a city of nearly 40,000 people, but there are a lot of kids in the rural areas too, Lynn. And I don't know if you have a breakdown of percentages, but it's not just about the kids who live in town near Minnesota State, Moorhead, or Concordia, for example, where it's pretty well protected. There's a lot of kids on the outsides of town and in rural areas, too.
Right. And I was out about 5:30, and I was going through an intersection by Highway 75, and it was white. You couldn't see. So, there were reasons for looking at that. It's always hard when it's sunny now, and you're thinking, boy, what happened there? But those are the decisions you have to make early in the morning, because the other thing is, once we have our students in school, we cannot snap our fingers and have transportation. We don't have full-time bus drivers. They have, many are college students or other have other jobs.
Mm-hmm.
So it takes us, I think I've been told, about 2 hours we need, or an hour at the least, in 2 hours to gather our bus drivers so that we can let school out early. So you have to think about that too.
Lynn Kovash, she's the superintendent of schools in Moorhead. We're talking about the decisions made to close schools or to keep them open when we get inclement weather in the wintertime. Lynn, would you prefer in a perfect world that you could close school the night before or make the announcement the night before so that people could make their decisions on childcare, daycare, babysitting, and give them some time to do that. Today was not like that because, as you said, I think I got my text message at 6 o'clock this morning or somewhere thereabouts. But, you know, in a perfect world, I think you'd want to do it the night before, wouldn't you? Or is that not
yes.
the case?
I have another weather announcement must have been going off. Yes, in fact, the week before, I think, was Wednesday, Thursday, when we had another day off of school. We tried to make that as early as we could. We had lots of notice about this blizzard coming. Yes, the best thing would be the night before so that parents have the opportunity to have daycare or other options for their students. We try to, if we're going the night before, we try to get it out 9 o'clock, 10, you know, so that mm-hmm. we can get it on the news that night.
Sure, that makes sense. So when it comes to making these decisions, it seems like we've had a number of snow days or storm days already, and I don't know, what is the number so far this winter
three.
That we've had? We've had 3 days. So is that normal by January 22nd? Is that above normal? Is it below normal? And second part of the question, are we yet to the point where the kids are going to be tacking on extra days at the end of the school year?
Okay. We've had 2 snow days in a row in November. I mean, it's really hard to tell. I can tell you our average is about 2 snow days per year. We've had 3 so far, 1 called by the governor, and then 2 that we've done 1 week and then the next week. So, you know, that causes some havoc in your school calendar, that type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, I'll just make this announcement so people can know, we are looking at extending our semester 1 more day just because this was the end of our semester. Teachers are getting ready to give final exams. They need some time to work with students. We are looking at tacking on days at the end of the year. But what will happen, and it happened last year, is I make a recommendation to the school board. It is the decision, the local decision of making up days and how many. We'll make a recommendation to the school board probably the end of February, beginning of March, so that we've made it through most of our snow days. But we do have snow days in April.
Mm-hmm.
We can also have days because of other things that happen.
Don't even
like
say
flooding.
Don't even say that word.
I know.
You tried to avoid it there completely, and you did a great job. Yes, flooding can also close schools. You're right.
Yes. Yeah. Although I am going to say, just put in a plug for Moorhead, because of the work that's been done in the city of Moorhead, we don't have quite the worry that we used to have.
Correct. Correct. So right now you're going to extend the semester by a day. So when is that day going to be made up?
What we're doing is extending the semester by a day, so the semester, instead of that ending this Friday, will end on Monday. Then the days are tacked on at the end of the year.
Okay, so the semester, yes. You're not like going into spring break to add a day.
You're just
extending it out. And then at the end of the year, you're going to add some more days. And
last
year, if I recall, you recommended to the school board that school would not go past June 1st, or it would not go into June.
Yes,
is that right?
But this year our calendar already goes into June. So
okay.
What I tend to do and recommend is that we look at the end of a week. You know, how many days do we have left in the week from where we originally were going to have school off, and try not to go into the next week
sure.
for students.
I got you. Okay. Yeah. Lynn, thank you. Anything else you want to get out there, or is that about it?
Nope, that's about it. Hopefully we are done with these winter weather emergencies.
Yeah, good luck with that. It's January 22nd, so I think...
And it does come down to, you know, human decisions that have to be made based on the best data and information we have.
Well, it's like I said, I don't have a problem with you canceling school today, and I don't have a problem with Jeff Schatz over in Fargo not take calling school off today. It's all based upon what you or he think is best for their district. You know, and if individual parents decide, well, we don't want to send our kids to school today because it's too cold or too snowy, then that's their decision to make, and they can work that out with the school district. But
yes, and we do allow that. So.
Sure, perfect. All right, Lynn, thank you. Have a great day.
You're welcome. You too.
You bet. Bye. Lynn Kovach, the superintendent of Moorhead Schools. So we broke a little news there. The Moorhead school year is going to go longer into June than it originally was going to. So.